Father God, we worship you, God. Father, we adore you, we give you glory. Father God, you are God. You are wonderful. Makarate kashidi karabutuko bashidi. We give you all the glory. We thank you for your faithfulness this morning. Thank you for your hand. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. O karabata kashidi karabuko bakaside. The Lord, you are here to minister to us. I recognize your presence, O God. I recognize your glory. I recognize your hand over the your hand of power, your hand of majesty, your hand of grace. I'm just available, a vessel that you can use me, Lord. Holy Spirit, rain. We welcome you to come and rain. These are the last days that we spoke about. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Young men will see visions, old men will dreams. Shitty barabama. Young men and maid servants will prophesy. Shitty karama karama kaba kashidi di karabu tukuba shitty kere karama takaba kaba 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 kashidi di kere korama takase di. Rima takarabu tukuba shidi di di karabu tukuba kashidi di 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 karabu tukuba shidi di 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 karabu tukuba shidi di di karabu tukuba kaba kaba kaba. Amati di 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 karabu tukuba shidi di 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 karabu tukuba shidi di 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 karabu tukuba shidi di 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 di. Ah, these are the last days. These are the last days. Times of Joel, Shiri Barakarabukova, Shiki, the Karabutukubash, the Karabutukubash. Pour out your spirit on me, O Lord, pour out your spirit. I need your Holy Spirit. I need a more infilling. Arabatakarabutukubash. I'm a new creation. A new creation. Shere bara kara wata kara wane esere lele lele boko ba shara na. A new creation. Shere bara kara wata kara wane esere lele 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 boko shere lele. A new creation, oh God, that one that is called by you, ma karabutukubashe, de 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 de, karabutukubashe, de 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 de, ayabakasa da 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 da, shada da da, karabutukubashe, de 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 de, karabutukubashe, de 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 de, karabatakashe, de 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 de, karabutukubashe, oh karabatakarabatakashe, de 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 de, karabutukubashe, de 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 de, karabatakashe, de 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 de, karab, ambada da karabatakarabatakarabatakabashe. Spirit of wisdom and revelation, you are welcome. Rebati Karabatakashi did in the Karabutu, Arabatakarata did in the Karabutu Kubashi, did in the Karabatakasa, did in the Karabutu Kubashi, did in the Karabataka, Karabatakashi did in the Arabataka. Take this lady. Have your way in me, Korabatakashi did it. Marakarabo, Karabatakashi. It's not about me, it's not about me. More of you, Lord, more of you, Lord, more of you, Lord. Less of me, Shiri Marakarabo to Kobakashi did it. I desire to be more like you. Take this lay, have your way. Karabu tukubashi di 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 karabuta marate se de 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 bodo kora bararam bararabuta shara da 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 karabuta di 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 karabuta kabu kubakashi di 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 karabuta kabaka makarase di 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 karabuta kubashi di 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 karabuta kubashi di 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 karabuta kabakashi di 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 ambo tu do 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 karabuta 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 kubashi di 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 karabuta kubakashi di 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 karabuta kubashi di 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 Makarabatakashi did Karabutukobashi did Marabatakarabutukobashi did Karabutukobashi did Karabatakashi did Karabutukobashi did Karabutakabababa Ambatara by Arabatanada Karabutukobashi did Karabutakarabutu did Arabati did Karabutukobashi did Karabatakashi did Karabutukobashi did Amburabashi did Karabutu. Kobashi did the Paracleto, Sidi did the Karabata, she did the Karabus, and da da da. You're welcome here, oh my Karabus, Satata Karata Satata. Come sit alongside with me and walk with me. Teach me your ways, oh come, Shakarabu Kobashi. Open my thoughts to understand you. My ears to hear your voice so clearly. My heart to know and comprehend. My eyes to see the glorious things in your word, in your life, in everything that I do, in everything that I see, in everything that I wanna do, oh God. I just wanna thank you, my Lord. Only you can reach and touch the hearts of men. Only you can bring restoration to the broken soul. Only you can restore hope. You restore hope. You restore hope, oh God. You restore hope. You restore hope, oh Karabatana, Rabashi, Ekerebas, and another Karabutukubash, and another. I speak life, oh Makasa, did it Bakashi, did it Karakarabakashi, did it in the cup. I release life, oh God, oh God, oh God. I release life. Oh 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 oh. I release life. Sharabata karabu tukuba shidi di 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 karata da 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 kabo. Oh oh oh. I release life. Shiri bara kabo kuba shidi di 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 karabu tukuba shidi.
Thank you for power that is flowing in our midst. Thank you for the anointing that's flowing in our midst. Thank you for grace that is flowing.
More of you and less of me.
Holy Spirit, I thank you and I welcome you. Thank you for your presence and your sweet, sweet presence. And thank you that you are here. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. Jesus, then we pray and believe. Amen. Praise God, my brothers, my sisters. I'm glad to welcome you for another
session of Spirit and Life, and this is just a channel that we use to communicate God's truth. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, and various social media channels, and that's all that matters is that the word is out there. And it's just part of our devotions. We do daily devotions, we do daily prayers, and from time to time I do teachings, and as the Lord leads. And we've been doing a study in Romans chapter 8, and God has been helping us in this season that we are looking at Romans chapter 8, and today we are going to look at two key verses. That is 26 and 27, Romans chapter 8, because yesterday we looked at how we are saved by hope. And one of the core tenets of our Christian faith is that we have hope, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of them is love. But faith is that put out, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the sight that sees which is unseen and sees it as real. But hope is that longing, is that desire, is that waiting, and is that assurance that what we are hoping for, what we have trusted our God for, the redemption of our bodies, the salvation of our souls, the hope that is laid up in heaven for us, the blessed hope that our Savior is coming back for us. So there are various things that we hope for as believers. And that's what we looked at yesterday in the two aspects, in the two verses that we read prior to this. 24 and 25. And today we want to look at 26 and 27. And I will read, and it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for or as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts and knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, searches the hearts, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And today I just want the help of the Spirit, and that's just what I wanted to share on. And from what we see is that when it says likewise, it means there's a comparison. And the comparison that we've been looking at is the aspect of intercession, the place of groaning. And we first saw that creation groans and it longs for the liberation and to be delivered from bondage of corruption. And we saw that we ourselves also, we the first fruits of the Spirit, we who have the Holy Spirit in us, and that refers to the born again believer. Anyone that is born again, remember, has a regenerated spirit. And you see, any man outside of God has three components. He has his body, he has his soul, or rather his mind, his will, his intellect. That is the soul component. And he also has a spirit. But the spirit of the man that is not in God is dead. And that's why what God told Adam, that the day you shall eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall die. And the truth is that Adam died. And when Adam sinned, he died. And that is it. He just died. But you see, the difference between Christ, when Jesus came, he did not come of the seed of Adam. He did not come with the sin of Adam. He came as a new creation. He came in form of a man, and he came to redeem men to be sons of God. Remember, the problem that occurred with the first Son of God is corrected by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he is after making a new kind, a new creation. That's why 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 tells us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. And so what is the difference of this old man, of this Adamic man, or anyone under the Adamic man and the new creation, is that the believer is not just three dimensions. He has four dimensions. And I want to elaborate on the four. One, the Christian, whether he knows it or he doesn't know it, has his body, which is a component of his body, which exists. He has his soul, which is a seat of his mind, his intellect, his emotions. He has his spirit, which is now regenerated and alive. Can you say hallelujah to that? And number four, he has the Holy Spirit in his body and in his spirit. So he has four components. He has his body, he has his soul, which is his rational mind, and he has his spirit, which is regenerated and made alive, and he also has the Spirit of God inside. Now, what happens between his spirit and the Spirit of God is that there is a koinonia, there is an intermingling, and which is a mystery of the mingled spirit, in which there's so much intertwining that we both have the leading of the Spirit of God and the leading of His Spirit. And there's a point where there's a confluence, there's an understanding, and there's a koinonia. And that is a mystery of godliness, that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the Holy Spirit inside us comes to dwell in our midst, dwell in our bodies, and that's why we cannot destroy our bodies. We cannot just do whatever we want with our bodies. We cannot just lead it into immorality. We cannot just take drugs or things that make us destroy our own bodies, because our bodies are not our own. They are the bodies of the Holy Spirit. We were bought. They are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We were bought at a price. Therefore, God tells us, honor God with your body. And even in our first spiritual act of worship, Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, therefore, brethren, I urge you in view of God's mercies to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to the Lord. This is your spiritual act of worship. So our spiritual act of worship is that we offer our bodies. So we cannot just be like the Gnostics, that the Gnostics believe that the spirit is righteous, the spirit is holy, but the body is irredeemable. The body is weak, the body is in sin, and so it doesn't matter what they do with their bodies as long as their spirits are saved, and that is a lie from the pit of hell. You cannot use your body for immorality and claim that you are holy and you're righteous and you're under grace and you're the righteousness of God. It does not work like that. So we are a full entity that will be judged according to the sins of the body, according to the sins of the mind, and also according to the sins that we might commit in our spirit. So just to take us back to our message, it says, likewise, the Spirit, and here we're referring to the Holy Spirit, also helps our infirmities. Now, when we think of help, what does help mean? Help refers to support, to hold, to take hold, to cooperate, to assist. Remember, the Holy Spirit is Parakletos, and Parakletos in Greek means the one that walks alongside us. He is our friend. He is our advocate. He is our guide. He is our defender. He is our comforter. He's the one that encourages us. He's the one that leads us. And so there are various components that the Holy Spirit does to the believer. He directs, he gives wisdom, he gives revelation, he gives insight, he gives sight. There are things that you see in Scripture that you have never seen. There are things that the Holy Spirit brings to us in dreams, in visions, in speaking to our ears, speaking to our hearts, speaking to our spirits that we might not have had an idea about, but he helps us. But why do we need help? It is because We are full of infirmities. Now, infirmities here, I want, remember we've been looking at Romans chapter 8, and the context, even drawing back from chapter 7, is that Paul was saying that he sees a law at work in the members of his body, in the members of his flesh. And this is the law of sin and death, which is at work in the flesh. And remember, even Jesus himself said that my spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. And so we see that there is a component within us of these four components that we've spoken about that is still of the Adamic nature, that is still of the body, that is still of this world, that is still undergoes the effect of sin, that is easily still drawn to sin, that is easily that the moment we stop to focus on being led by the Spirit, we submit ourselves to the law of the flesh. And that law of the flesh leads us to sin and death. So our bodies, our flesh, or we as human beings, even born-again believers, we are subjected to a different law. We still can be tempted externally by the law of sin and death, by the law of the flesh. And if we do not submit or yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit or call upon the help of the Holy Spirit, then we find that we are weak and we find that we fall. And you see, many times we just go through life, go through motions, and we go it without the help of the Holy Spirit. And yet he is inside us. Yet he is alongside us. Yet he surrounds us. And yet we do not ask him to help us. You remember, the Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit. He is not like the demons. The demons, once they have a room in a person, they possess. They take over. They dominate. But you see, for us, the difference with the Holy Spirit is that he leads us. He speaks to us. He gets grieved when we don't listen to him. He empowers us. He wakes us up to pray. He wakes us up to fast. He wakes us up to read the word. He helps us to understand scripture. Even it is he that is helping me to speak to you right now. So he helps our infirmities. Our infirmities tells us that we, as human beings, we must recognize, and if we closely look at ourselves, the truth is that we are weak. Honestly, no one stays saved without the help of the Holy Spirit. No one stays focused on God. No one stays righteous without the help of the Holy Spirit. No one even knows what to pray for or even how to pray. Look at those two things that we are being told of how he helps us. He helps us in intercession because we don't know what to pray for and how we ought to pray. Now, what does that tell us? It tells us that Even when we pray, it is the Holy Spirit that gives us the prayer points of what to pray for. It is the Holy Spirit that directs us. Do we pray for this person or do we pray for this other person? It is the Holy Spirit that speaks to us and reveals to us what we need to pray for. And this is how practically, when you're in the middle of prayer, and when you're praying, there are thoughts and there are people that come to you. Forget the thoughts about ice cream in the fridge or the thoughts of food. Those are distractions of the enemy. But when you focus your mind on God, when you settle your mind on prayer, when you have removed all distractions, when you have put your phone aside, when you're in that quiet place, when you're in that moment that you're speaking directly to your Father, Father to child, spirit to spirit, communicating directly to him, then the Holy Spirit who is inside us, who walks alongside, who overshadows us, gives us direct communication into the heart of God. Because the Bible tells us the Spirit searches the mind of the Spirit, knoweth all things. He knows, he searches the heart of God. He searches the deep things of God. He searches and knows, goes into our future. He goes into our present. And he knows the things that we need and he brings them to our thought pattern. He brings them to our mouths. He brings them to our spirits. And as we pray and as we are sensitive to that, then it could even be in a song. It could be in a scripture. It could be in words. It could be in a vision. It could be in ears. By the hearing of our ears, by the hearing of the Holy Spirit, then the supernatural is opened to us and we receive help from the fourth dimension, help from the supernatural. We receive help from the Holy Spirit and we are empowered. We are given that power. We are given that anointing. We are given that spirit. We are given that vision. We are given that ear hearing. We are given that power to heal. We are given that grace. And you see, let me assure you that all this is available for every believer. It is just that we are ignorant of the help that is available for us. So many times we don't know what to pray for and we don't know how we ought to pray for. Why do I say that? That means that we must every time ask God for the Holy Spirit, and we must ask the Holy Spirit to show us what should we pray for. Even as we pray, think through, speak to him from your spirit. And as you pray, just ask that question from your heart. Holy Spirit, as I pray, show me what to pray for. And I assure you, anyone who submits himself to the leading of the Holy Spirit will find that they can even pray for over an hour. And they will wonder how they did so. Why? Because prayer first starts as mechanical. It is like when you're starting the engine of a car. It has to first go through the motions, but there's a point where the oil is flowing and the car gets to autopilot. The car gets to a good speed, and this is the speed where one is carried along by the Holy Spirit, and you can find that you're praying for hours and hours. And you're transported to another zone. You're transported to the help of the Holy Spirit. And you can mount up with wings as eagles. And this is the supernatural life. This is the mystery of the supernatural life. And when you're in that zone, when you're there, then it's not really even about your job that you lost. It's not about what you're lacking. It's not about what you need. It's not about that your business is not doing well. It's not about that your marriage is struggling. But when you are in that place, you receive the help of the Holy Spirit. You receive direct help from God. And he can send it in the form of angels. He can send it in the form of men. He can send it in the form of resources. He can send it in the form of ideas. God is not limited in the way that he chooses to help his children. Maybe you've been struggling and you just don't know what to do. The helper is available. He helps our infirmities. Maybe you're going through sickness. The helper, the healer, is available and he's able to touch you this very moment if you believe him. The man that is helped by God is a man that will conquer this world. The man that is helped by God is a man that will go above his limitations and he will focus on help. He will receive help that is not of him. He will receive ideas. He will receive the mind of Christ. Remember, the mind of the Spirit, this searches the deep things of God, and he prays for us. And you see, when it says he prays with groans, with wordless groans that cannot be uttered, that does not mean that he has not spoken them. Because in the spirit world, not everything is communicated by words. It is the heart. It is the spirit. It is the motivation. And that's why there are things that you can speak without speaking a word. Do you know? Have you ever realized that? That you can actually abuse someone and call someone stupid without actually saying it. That means from your inner man, you communicated that. Likewise, also, there are communications that we have from our spirit and within our spirit. And that is why we must be sensitive to our thoughts. We must be sensitive to our thinking, because from our thinking, we speak from our spirits. That's why we are told, do not be double-minded. If you believe that God has done it, believe it with your mouth, believe it with your mind, but also believe it with your inner man, and be convinced 100%. Be convinced 100% that God has touched you. Be convinced 100% that God has healed you. Be convinced irrespective of what happens. You might be going through lameness in the physical, but in the spirit, in your inner man, you are not lame. And once you continually know it, once you continually speak it, once you continually believe that you are healed, then in the physical, it also manifests. So faith first brings from the supernatural, it brings from the spirit and makes it flesh, manifests in the physical. And that is why, be convinced beyond a shadow of doubt that you have received from God. And it says how we ought to pray. That means that there is a pattern to prayer. And the disciples used to pray, yes. But they came, they realized there was something unique about Jesus' prayer. And they came to him and they said, Jesus, Rabbi, teach us how to pray, just like John taught his disciples. You know, Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And when he went, he said, I will not leave you as orphans. I have much to say to you, but you cannot bear it now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth. And the Holy Spirit is ready to guide us in all truth. He is even ready to guide us in prayer. But we have not just submitted ourselves to his leading. We have not surrendered ourselves to his help. He is ready to carry us in prayer only if we ask him. Only if we depend on him. Only if we look unto him for utterance. Because the Bible tells us that on the day of Pentecost, those wind and then tongues of fire appeared and divided and sat upon each and every one of them. And they spoke in tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. So who does the speaking? It is man that does the speaking. It is you that does the speaking. And as you speak, then the Holy Spirit gives you utterance. So the Holy Spirit will never move your mouth for you. He will never squeeze your stomach for you. He will never push your or articulate your tongue for you. No. It is you that will speak in tongues. And to those who believe, Mark 16, verse 16, in my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall raise the dead. They shall heal the sick. They shall take deadly poison and it shall not harm them. It is asked to ask and to depend and to trust in the leading of the Holy Spirit. God is ready to lead us. God is ready to speak to us. God is ready to touch us, O God, and to show us how we ought to pray. And that is why if you cannot hear from God, you will miss out on the help from God. But make sure if you don't hear from God, find someone who hears from God. Find a spiritual leader. Find a pastor. Find a preacher. Find a leader and let them hear. And as they hear, maybe God would have told them it is time to pray for 3 days. Be sensitive and obey. And as you obey, then you shall receive the help from God. How we ought to pray. There's a way to pray. There's a time to pray. You must know the signs that the Holy Spirit gives you that it is time for you to pray. I see many people waking up at night and they're just lost in Facebook or in social media, yet they don't know that when they are waking up in the night, the Holy Spirit is waking them up to pray. If you've lost sleep, it means there is trouble somewhere. Pray. Jesus told his disciples, pray that you do not fall into temptation. And they slept. And indeed, when the time came for trouble and they wanted to pray, he told them, get up now. The hour has come. There was no more time to pray. So when God stirs you to pray, when the Holy Spirit stirs you to calls you to the secret place, treat it as an emergency, because when the time of trouble reaches, there is no more time. When the day of temptation comes, all you could cry out is, God! And in his mercy, he will intervene. But yet you would have saved yourself from many troubles if you had been sensitive to the leadings, to the timings, to the help that is available. And the Holy Spirit, as he groans, those groanings, we've looked at that. You can read, you can listen to the message, the groanings and travail, stenazo. That's, and for the Holy Spirit, it is stenagmos. It's slightly different, but that groaning is an intercession, is wordless groans by which he makes intercession. And when you're praying and you find yourself carried in groaning. And remember, this is not just, I know when you look at social media, there are those who are just coping, there are those who are just in the flesh, there are those who are just maybe bending themselves, I mean, contorting themselves in the flesh. I pray that it should be in the Spirit. I mean, if it is in the Spirit and by the help of the Holy Spirit that gets you there, and for sure there are moments we get there, let it be of God. But if it is just our own mechanical effort to show that we are prayer warriors, to show that we can pray, to threaten people of how deep we are, then we are not different from the Pharisees who used to stand in the corner of the street or in the highest place in the temple and pray loudly for everyone to see that they are righteous. They have received their reward. And that reward is the praise of men, and that is it. And what joy is it, or what does it benefit you to only have the reward of men and yet miss the reward of heaven, the reward of God? The Holy Spirit helps us because he searches the mind of God. He knows the will of God, and as he's praying, he makes intercession for us. Can you imagine we have an intercessor within us? We have an intercessor for us, and we have an intercessor upon us. The Holy Spirit is in us, he is with us, and he is upon us. And by him, we can walk this life. We can walk this Christian life. We can reign in this life as kings and priests. That means our priestly function is unto God. We make intercession unto God. We make petitions unto God. We offer up our thanksgiving unto God. And our kingly function is we exercise the dominion that God has given us to rule and dominate over the earth. We as the sons of God are to fill it and to multiply and to be fruitful. And remember, it's not really even about just filling the earth with children, but it is about filling the earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord and finding and reaching out to other believers and populating the earth until the whole earth is filled with those that know him, with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. God has called us to be the light of the world. We bring light to the world, and there is no way that he lights a lamp and he puts it under the table, but he puts it on top of the table for it to shine and for it to bring light to the entire city. That is the light of God. That is the life of God. And God has called us forth to believe in him. See a man that is helped by God. Who he has a regenerated spirit. And he has the Holy Spirit So he has the Spirit of God in him and he has the mind of God. And remember, the Spirit of God reveals to us what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, what no mind has conceived, what God has prepared for them who love him and are called according to his purpose. And you can read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. I want to pray with you and I want us to invite the Holy Spirit to help us. Father God, I thank you. I thank you this morning for your help. Indeed, likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities. When we think of ourselves, we are a bag of weaknesses. We are a bag of infirmities. We do not know what to pray for or how we ought to pray. But you, Holy Spirit, you help us. You intercede for us with wordless groans that cannot be uttered. You cry out on our behalf because you search the mind of God. And you make intercession for the saints in accordance with the will of God. And remember, saints are not just those that are dead, but we are the saints. We are the redeemed of God. We are the church of the firstborn. We are the first fruits. And thank you, Father, that you have called us and that you love us and that you are helping us. Help me, O God. I need your help. I am a man that needs your help in everything. I need your help for my family. I need your help for my academics. I need your help for my children. I need your help for the ministry. I need your help for the workplace. I need your help in everything, in my character, in my thought pattern, in my actions. I need your help in understanding of scriptures, in my prayer life. I need your help. And this help is available to you, my listener, if you ask and recognize his presence. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Help is available. This is Spirit and Life, and I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. If it has, please search on Facebook, Spirit and Life, John 6:63. Search on YouTube, search on Telegram, search on Facebook. Follow us, subscribe, share. Let this message reach out to someone who needs it. And I know that God will bless you and will walk with you in a deeper way. This is Spirit and Life. It's an honor to be before you. God bless you. Till we meet again. Shalom.